The All Blacks have been dealt more disruption ahead of Saturday's sold-out first test against Ireland in Auckland. Star outside back Will Jordan is the latest to test positive for COVID-19, taking the tally to three players and three coaches out of action after contracting the virus. And as Clay Wilson reports, another big name is also under the weather.
It's hardly ideal going into your first test of the year against a very good team. Will Jordan joining midfielders David Havili and Jack Goodhue and three coaches, including head coach Ian Foster, in being struck down with COVID. But All Blacks skipper Sam Kane insists the squad is rolling with the punches.
In terms of disruptiveness, surprisingly it hasn't been too much at all. You know, coaches are stepping up. We've got a really experienced leadership group now when you look around our group, and one that I trust immensely, and guys in the full pack like Sir Brody and Sammy Whitelock who have taken charge of things there, and Bodie runs a pretty good cutter out the back, so guys are just stepping up.
Some stepping up, others stepping in. Originally not set to join the All Blacks as a selector and analyst until after the Ireland series, Joe Schmidt has been called in to help at training. It adds an intriguing element to the build-up to this first test, with Schmidt coaching the Irish to great success, including a maiden win over New Zealand. For his part, Kane is happy to have him around.
How lucky are we to be able to call on someone like Joe Schmidt? It's been awesome. To be honest, he's only just been in this morning, so he's helping out with defence predominantly, but it's nice to have some wise eyes looking over things.
One player he wasn't looking over today was Richie Moonga. The Crusaders' first five missed training with a stomach bug, although he's expected to be okay for Saturday's match. As for the ongoing absence of Foster and assistant coaches John Plumtree and Scott McLeod, Kane says they're steering clear of trying to control too much from afar.
It's hard to get a feel and to coach when you're not in the room itself, and I think it's we all agree it's the best thing to allow the people who are currently here to steer the ship, but we know that they're working hard behind the scenes, looking at footage, having little one-on-ones with guys, little conversations to make sure they can help out where they can without being disruptive.
Avoiding any more of that would be handy. The All Blacks team to play Ireland is named on Thursday.